Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning. John Hollis with Waking Up Blessed. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and being part of the show this morning. September 19, 2018, we got our friend Paul Wilson on this morning. We're going to be talking to him about a couple of different things. First thing is, happy birthday to Paul. He's celebrating a birthday today. And, of course, just did a huge undertaking over the weekends and bringing forth World Sober Music Day to three different communities. One was put on hold. We're going to talk about that. It was in South Carolina based on the storms that came through and all of our prayers for the Carolina coast and the East Coast that has been affected by the storm. And we have everybody in our prayers this morning. I'm John Hollis. I'm the host of the show. We want to thank our sponsor for Waking Up Blessed, and that's SoberMap. You can check them out at SoberMap.com. You can also download them at the App Store and Google Plus. Just go to SoberMap app on either one of those and download it. You can find 12-step meetings in your area and other important information for recovery. Again, you can check Rockers in Recovery out at rockersinrecovery.com. And, of course, this morning is about waking up blessed. You know, any day I get to be a part of life and be a part of my reality, sober and clean, is a good day. And I get to move forward and attempt to, you know, be of maximum service to people around me, and most importantly, to my higher power. It gets me to be able to, you know, give back, but most importantly, at the same time, I get to learn. I get to keep an open mind and learn new things each day from the people that came before me. I love recovery, and, we have a lot of great things that we get to be able to do because of the recovery process. If you had told me I'd be where I'm at today, in recovery and walking through it with, hope and faith and not wavering, I would have told you were crazy. I get to today be there for family, friends, and others because of my, my sobriety, my recovery. And we look forward to having you check out more shows here at Waking Up Blessed Monday through Friday. You can check us out, of course, Monday through Friday at rockersinrecovery.com. Just click the listen live button. Or you can check us out on Facebook, Facebook Live, or you can check us out at Blog Talk Radio, which is Rockers in Recovery. On Blog Talk Radio, you just put it into the search once you get to Blog Talk Radio, and we come up everywhere. Go over blog and up, and so you can listen to them. Around 1,000 different episodes that we've produced since 2008. So you go to Blog Talk Radio, put in RIR Radio or Rockers in Recovery, and it'll come right up. So, again, we want to thank everybody for being a part of the show, and also I want to make note. We have some things that are coming up that are going to be pretty cool. We are going to start, hopefully, streaming this to Facebook on Rockers in Recovery simultaneously as the times that we're on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to see how that works. We're doing some tests today. We're going to check that out, see how it works out. And, we suit up, we show up. The results are left up to God. So that's the good news today. And we're waiting for our friend Paul Wilson to give a call in. And I know that he was a little bit busy, but I definitely wanted to highlight what Paul was up to and what he was doing. And being a part of the whole Rockers in Recovery events and Rockers in Recovery media for many years. We want to be able to support all that Paul is doing. And, of course, that's a good thing. So, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about that I think was you know, something that we have come to understand is that, you know, something we can bring, you know, a message. We can bring a message like we did over the weekend through World Sober Music Day. And with World Sober Music Day, you know, you're able to give it to the general public. Yeah, hey, listen, we're all in recovery. We want our recovery people to support us. But this is more about being able to hook up with the public and being able to speak with the public and talk with them, the general public, in any particular area. So what we're looking to do is, of course, through the support of the recovery community, get out to the community itself the information that's there. So that way what we can do is, you know, educate people. And that's what this is all about. And that was, you know, what me and Paul talked about after, you know, it was unfortunate that, you know, there was a pretty good turnout, but it could have been a lot more. And I think one of the things that we look to do, again, is, you know, get the information out in front of people in our communities that this is going to be able to help them through music to be able to find a solution to maybe their problem of addiction or maybe even the problem of a loved one. So the reality of being able to put one of these events together is heartbreaking sometimes because you're doing everything humanly possible to get a great event, to be able to put it in front of the community, to be able to have the community understand what recovery looks like. And, you know, it is what it is, I think. You know, sometimes, you know, we suit up, we show up, and we leave the results to God. But, you know, it can be a heart-wrenching at times. So that being said, you know, it's a great day, any day that we get to be able to carry a message of hope and leave the results to God. But as a person that puts something like this on, it can be frustrating. So that being said, please, you know, check out World Sober Music Day and check out the information there at worldsobermusicday.org. And most importantly, you know, if you're able to, contribute, because World Sober Music Day is about helping the kids. And the whole process behind World Sober Music Day is that because of the epidemic and the, you know, the grandparents that are now taking over as parents for, you know, addicts that have passed because of their addiction, gives the opportunity with World Sober Music Day to be able to collect some funds to be able to help those grandparents or, you know, people that are, you know, now dealing with the aftermath of a loved one passing away, to help children of the addicts that have passed away. So it's a great organization, and they're doing great things, in my opinion. And most importantly, Paul was able to put this together, not only in, of course, South Florida, in Pompano, but he also was able to put it together up in Nashville, Tennessee, and also over at South Carolina, which is postponed until November the 2nd. And you can check out the South Carolina information. So we are glad that we're able to support it, able to be a part of Rockers in Recovery for many years. Paul supported us, and we're there to support him. That's what this is all about, is that, you know, we get to help another human being through the process is the maximum part of this, you know. So, you know, it's a good morning. Any morning I get to wake up blessed. And, of course, I'm sure that Paul got tied up, but we look forward to having Paul on the show in the future. And you guys, you know something, as you go through your day today, prayers to the people in the Carolinas and the East Coast that have been affected. And I ask you to please, please be a part of you know, the solution to that area too. You know, there's a lot going on there, and they need a lot of help. I mean, I was watching last night. We're talking about 9 foot and 10 foot water rises in the area. And, you know, if you were watching the news last night, you're seeing houses underwater, or at least at their roof lines. And you know, it's Wilmington being pretty much an island. You know, one way in and one way out, and that's even difficult. And they're asking people not even to go into the area. So, you know, please, if you can support through the Red Cross or another organization that you feel comfortable with, but, you know, donate. Me and Lori don't have a whole lot, but we made a donation last night because, you know, something, it's about helping others. That being said, also, we ask everybody to keep Lori in her prayers. She goes for her third chemo for her HRT breast cancer to her left breast cancer tomorrow. It's her third chemo. And of course, as you know, she's already gone through the first lumpectomy and they missed the margins. They had to do a second one and then she started her chemo. But she's halfway through as of tomorrow, the six chemos that she has to do. She goes in first thing in the morning at around 7 a.m. 8 a.m. and she's there until 5. And they do three or four different chemo medications through that process. So it's she's an amazing lady and has an amazing amount of courage. And we are very grateful to, of course, the process of the hospital here, Tallahassee Memorial Hospital, the Cancer Center. Is at Healing One Place is an amazing place, an amazing organization with great people doing great things. And we're looking forward to doing some things with them in regards to breast cancer awareness. So, that being said, keep Lori in your prayers that you guys do for Rockers in Recovery and, of course, Rockers in Recovery family. If you can check out the show today, we would definitely appreciate you going to worldsobermusicday.org and supporting Paul Wilson. Also go to World Sober Music Day on Facebook and support Paul Wilson. And also, if you can, please, most importantly, friend him at Paul Wilson on Facebook so that way you can get some information there. So that is the show for today. We want to thank everybody for tuning in and being a part of the show. Sorry, Paul, that you weren't able to call in. Maybe the next time. And then, of course, we can get on the guest that we were going to get on behind Paul. So that way he could explain exactly what they did and all of that. But maybe next time we'll do that. So, and again, thank you for tuning in and being a part of our world here at Waking Up Blessed. And thank you to Sober Map App. You guys rock. Go to SoberMapApp.com and right there are two icons that you can download for either your iPhone or your Android and make it simple. Check out some meetings in the area. All right, guys. Thanks for being a part of the show. You guys rock. Forward to hearing more from you.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.